Hi, it's Patrick. Sean Usher started posting letters to a blog in 2009. Yes, letters. Those things that we don't really send or receive anymore. But it turns out that we still care about them. Sean Usher's blog has become wildly popular. It's called Letters of Note. And now there's a book on the way, also called Letters of Note. The blog and the book, they reproduce letters from famous people, infamous people, and people you've never heard of. The Big Show's Marco Werman asked Sean Usher what prompted his interest in old letters in the first place.
It's nothing romantic, really. I used to be a copywriter, and one of my clients was a stationery retailer, and I was looking to write something related to stationery. And I decided to look into famous letters and went to the local library, spent a few hours looking at these old dusty books full of correspondence, and was instantly hooked and decided instead to actually start a blog. I couldn't believe that a blog didn't exist.
So let's talk about some of the fascinating letters that you've collected. Let's start with a pretty popular letter that you posted online. It's one that's I actually like a lot, from Australian Dennis Cox to, literally, this was to a top scientist, Woolmira Rocket Range, sent in 1957. Tell us more about this letter.
This was as the space race was going on, and young Dennis Cox in Australia wanted the Australians to join in, and he thought they had a good chance with his support.
And so, how young was he at the time?
He was a schoolboy, and he wrote this very charming letter with illustrations of a rocket that he designed, you know, quite cutely saying, "You fill in the details." And he didn't get a reply. It was only a few years ago, when this was posted to the internet and dug up, that it became very popular, to the point where a few months later, a top scientist from the Australian government did actually reply. So in the book, we've got this handwritten letter from Dennis Cox as a schoolboy, plus the, 50 years later, this really encouraging response from the Australian government to the teenage boy.
You also seem drawn to sad letters, letters with emotion and a story behind them. One of the most touching is from the Connell family in Scotland to the Chula family in the United States. It centers around the Lockerbie tragedy in 1988, when a bomb exploded on Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie in Scotland. But the contents of this letter share a human side of the story, because Frank Chula was on that flight. It's an amazing story. Tell us about the connection between the Connells, who lived about 8 miles from the crash site in Lockerbie, and the Chulas from New Jersey.
Yeah, I am a sucker for sad letters, and this is kind of the epitome of that. The Pan Am flight blew up above the town of Lockerbie in Scotland, and the flight basically rained down on the town below. It was really terrible. And one of the bodies of the passengers, this Frank Chula, landed on Minska Farm, which was a small Scottish farm owned by a couple called the Connells. And they found this man's body. Just really tragic. The Chula family, a few months later, came over to the farm to find out where their father rested. And they went to meet the Connell family, who had been so good to him. And when they returned back to America, the Connells wrote this beautiful letter to the Chulas, just saying, "It was a huge honor to look after your father, your husband." It really touches me, because it's such a difficult letter to write within such a tragic situation. And I've been in touch with both families whilst producing this book, and they're both the loveliest, loveliest families brought together by such a hideous event. It really is a unique letter.
Another sad letter you've collected is from Korea. It's entitled, "How Could You Go Ahead of Me?" That's kind of the heading it's given in your book. It's a letter from a widow to her late husband. This is in the 16th century, so the man dies at the age of 30. What's the story behind how this letter was found?
It was found in 1998. An ancient tomb was excavated in South Korea, and archaeologists found this letter. And it was written by a pregnant woman to her dead husband, written from her and her unborn son. And it's just the most touching letter. She's obviously distressed, and she's asking, "How am I going to live without you? Mm-hmm. How do you expect me to tell our son about this?" And it's become such a popular letter in Korea. There have been films, novels, plays, operas, all written about this particular letter. And there's a statue of the pregnant wife who wrote the letter right near the dead man's grave.
What is it in this letter from the 16th century that suddenly creates a buzz in 21st century Korea?
I'm really not sure. I think it was the circumstances in which it was found. The letter was kind of found on the chest of the dead male from the 16th century. It was also found beside some shoes that were made by the wife. Everything together just makes it, the perfect story.
Yeah, no, it's just a wonderful expression of kind of pure love, I guess. I wanted to see if you could read from a letter now that really tickled me and all of us who read it in the newsroom. It was written in 1934 by Robert Parash, a copywriter, and he wrote it to studio directors in Hollywood. Could you just read a bit of that?
Yeah, sure. This is my favorite ever job application letter, by the way.
It is wonderful.
I've read quite a few. So yeah, he was a copywriter. He wanted to become a screenwriter. So he sent this letter to all the Hollywood producers and directors he could think of and find addresses of. This letter got him a job with MGM, and he went on to win an Oscar for a film starring Groucho Marx.
Well deserved after you hear this letter.
My goodness, it's impressive. So it says, "Dear Sir, I like words. I like fat, buttery words such as ooze, turpitude, gluttonous, toady. I like solemn, angular, creaky words such as straight-laced, cantankerous, pecunious, valedictory. I like spurious, black-is-white words such as mortician, liquidate, tonsorial, demimonde. I like suave V words such as Svengali, svelte, bravura, verve. I like crunchy, brittle, crackly words such as splinter, grapple, jostle, crusty. I like sullen, crabbed, scowling words such as skulk, glower, scabby, churl. I like, oh heavens, my gracious landsake words such as tricksy, tucker, genteel, horrid. I like elegant, flowery words such as estivate, peregrinate, elysium, halcyon. I like wormy, squirmy, mealy words such as crawl, blubber, squeal, drip. I like sniggly, chuckling words such as cowlick, gurgle, bubble and burp. I like the word screenwriter better than copywriter, so I decided to quit my job in a New York advertising agency and try my luck in Hollywood. But before taking the plunge, I went to Europe for a year of study, contemplation and horsing around. I've just returned and I still like words. May I have a few with you?"
Yeah, fantastic.
I've never read that laughing, but it kind of adds to it. It's a beautiful letter to read.
College graduates out there, listen up. You need to write letters like these. Do you feel, Sean Usher, as if you're documenting a lost art?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. It's quite ironic, actually. One of the main reasons that Letters of Note became so popular was because of Twitter, you know, the very service that's going to finally kill off letter writing. And what we're losing when we tweet people and email people and send Facebook messages rather than write letters is a far more considered form of correspondence. When you sit down to write a letter, you're in a completely different frame of mind than you are when you write an email or a tweet. And you really kind of dig deep rather than just, you know, having 10 tabs open at once and flicking backwards and forwards and never properly focusing on the job at hand. So I think we're losing something really quite deep. In the future, rather than passing on, you know, a box full of letters to our loved ones, we're going to be passing on passwords to our various Gmail accounts. And it's just really not as romantic. And it's a really important thing that we're losing.
Sean, great to speak with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Sean Usher is the author of the blog Letters of Note. His book, Letters of Note, is out in May. You can see a couple of the letters at pri.org/language, along with that young Australian Dennis Cox's rocket design. It's quite something. I'll see you on Facebook at the World in Words page or on Twitter, where I tweet as Patry Cox, PatriCox. It's been a busy week here, and it's not over yet. I may be back with another pod tomorrow. See you.